the sod show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m. Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with Brian and Peter. Hi, Peter.
How are you, Brian?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, it is a happy Friday. A little bit on the damp side, I have to say, but an end to November.
And it's the first day of summer.
It's the first day of summer. My eye, it is.
Down in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes, 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 yes. Definitely not.
Or the second day.
Not in Dublin today. Hey, on a brighter note, I do have to say a big, huge wave out and a well done to all of those, including myself, who have shaved their mows or their moustaches off today or yesterday. Teamculch.ie, which included the following: Phil Casey, Simon Kenny, captained by Aaron McAlorum, Jer Walsh, Brian Humphreys, Neil O'Gorman, and myself, raised just a little over €1,500 for growing a moustache and raising awareness for prostate cancer.
I should
Isn't
do the jingle.
Nice?
I should do the jingle. Movember, it'll grow on you. And speaking of growing on you, what else would grow on you that takes 40 weeks?
Excuse me, Brian, because this sounds like a very rhetorical question. What have you got for me?
No, it's the Sod Show. It's show number 40.
And yes, we are 40 weeks together.
And no, the other thing that would take 40 weeks is...
I don't know.
If you were... You know, pregnant and you're human, it would be
God's sake.
40 weeks. There
yes,
you go.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's just
yes.
That kind of kicking in period, you know.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us today on the Sod Show, you can do so in the following ways. It's text number 087-977-1032. That'll hit us right here in Studio 1 Dublin City FM. You can also get us on Twitter via hashtag Sod Show.
And coming up in the third trimester of today's programme, we have an interview with Finbar O'Mahony.
Oh, yes, from West Cork Secret.
WestCorkSecret.ie. And
West Cork Secret Garden Centre.
We recorded this a while back, but being forward-thinking lads that we are on the Sod Show, it's about Christmas trees. And if you want a new take on how to do Christmas trees, stay tuned and listen in to that particular interview. What I am going to do before that is I've got a question for you. It's come in from Anya.
Oh.
And she has a... modern garden space, but it's not a garden, it's concreted in, it's paving flags. It's about 5 metres by 3 metres, it's south facing in Harold's Cross, it's ground level, okay?
Yes.
And nothing has been done, okay? It's how would you put it? It is virgin territory, right? You're converting defeat in inches.
I'm pacing it out in my head.
Oh, he's putting it into real feet and
I'm picturing it in my head. Okay, so the image.
So it's concrete walls and it's concreted paving flags and nothing's been done. It's a virgin landscape to go and do something. And I'm thinking... of asking you what should be done, because I'm not the expert, but I'm thinking, can you do anything with the walls? Can you, you know, what can you hang?
Oh, have you seen the garden, or is this email inquiry in?
This is somebody who said it to me face to face. F2F, yes.
Do you know if they've got those old wrought iron railings separated, you know, the almost like balustrades going in between the gardens, or?
No, I'm going on concrete walling.
Concrete walling. Wow. Well, the first thing to do in small spaces, the easiest thing to do is to paint them white. That's the, well, depending again
paint
on the colour.
Paint the concrete white.
Well, that depends on the colour of the house, number one. I could see our newsreader laughing in the reflection behind me. But it's that would be number one. And then number two then is to use galvanised wire strands. They're a cheaper version than trellis, but they also last a little bit longer. And with those, using galvanised nails and galvanised wire strands going across, then would be to take a nice climb or something like the passion flower, depending again on facing, whether it's south or north, etc.
So to turn that into words I might understand, that's like a metal mesh, is it?
Strands of metal.
Yeah.
Or strands of metal is what I'd be saying. Almost like a ball of wool, except it's made of wire.
Okay.
And then you grow the climbers up onto that. That would be the first thing that would, I suppose, soften And that's the big thing. Second option, or the second question then, is whether you go for grass to the front, which usually isn't logic around the likes of those Rathmines area, Ranelagh, small front gardens, where it's sometimes, or most of those that I know from that direction, the lawnmower would have to go through the house. And for that reason, I would suppose over the airwaves, without having seen the garden, is to do almost a chessboard effect, where you do paving gap, paving gap, paving gap, and you do planting, low growing planting in between each alternate one.
So the job would be to just take up every second paving in a row or something?
Yeah, well, if you're looking to get it done, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a difference between all the money in the world, and again, I suppose for the simplicity sake of doing this over the airwaves so that people can picture it in their head, the nicest, I suppose, in the space of 24 hours, evolving of a garden that
a
I've ever seen
job.
Happen. Yeah, literally in the space of one weekend, was the taking up of every second alternate paving slab. But before that happened, what they actually did was they power hosed all of the paving slabs off. So they gave it a bit of a fresh look, but they were old slabs. They were the big, huge, thick, 2-inch depth old ones. Anybody who's ever done an old 1970s garden will know that paving slabs have gone from about 3 inches thick to about, yeah, less even. Again, you know, still a paving slab, but, you know, only about an eighth of the width. And power hose them down, and then every second alternate one was planted in between with something along the lines of sedums and lavenders and rosemaries and nice bit of scent, a nice bit of colour, and then do the walls up and drop some nice goldy fleck pebble down in between. I thought that was a really, really, really nice job. Very smart job, but it was very much, it was a case of wife was actually gone away for the weekend and I got the call saying, hey, come on in and give us a hand out. So,
well,
yeah,
I hope that answers it. What we'll do is let's go to this week's interview and tell us about it. We've had Finbar on before, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, Finbar, I went to college with Finbar, and he's one of life's nice guys, one of those necessary nice guys in life. Never changed an ounce, hasn't changed his state. Hugely entertaining, and yeah, go for it.
Listen to my bonsaiing, okay? Listen to me talking about a bonsai.
So on the line I have Finbar O'Mahony from West Cork Secret Garden Centre in Kilbritton in County Cork. You might remember the last time we spoke to Finbar was around the start of September. Is that correct, Brian?
Yes. Yeah.
And we were talking to Finbar about the assault course that he had, the stone pizza oven, the children's play areas, etc. that he had just put in. But Finbar does something a little bit different with his Christmas trees. Is it correct to say that you recycle them, but in a very, very different sense, Finbar?
That's correct. A certain portion of our Christmas trees are grown in pots. And the variety of Christmas trees, Abies coriana, which has a beautiful black cone standing vertically up in it.
Explain to me what happened last year, Finbar, when you put your trees on sale and the offers that you made to your customers.
Yeah, well, we were selling for €45 per tree. And if someone, like, it was a live Christmas tree, it was in the pot, and you plank, no need of a stand, nothing. You put it in your house, you have it, you keep it watered. And if people wanted the option, we would actually give them a tenner for the tree back. And we would have the tree for the resale dinner the following year.
So it's almost like renting a Christmas tree, but it's a live one.
Correct.
How did it go for you?
I was very happy with it. Now, we were at early stages of setting up the centre at the time. So, all in all, I was very pleased with it.
Well, what was the response, Finbar? Because the usual thing, I know locally where I am in Ballybottle in North County Dublin, one can go out and pick a live Christmas tree and get it sawn down and you put it into the house and the pine needles go all over the floor and you end up hoovering it up with the vacuum, etc. And to be honest with you, there's part of me that kind of feels like I'm killing a tree. I know it's going to be sold, but at the same token, is the market for the live trees on the increase or is it on the decrease?
Oh, it's definitely on the increase because, like, before we kind of launched this last year, we had a small amount of local people that would have actually bought a few trees off us running up to it. And, like, one of my customers came back only a month, 2 months ago and said that his tree is still, he's at the beginning of his third season out of the tree. He's had the tree in the same pot. He's been bringing it in, bringing it out of the house. Once the tree is kept watered and nutrition keeping to it, the tree will survive in the pot for us a number of years.
And just to give people you might say, financial figures on this, a tree cut down at about 8 foot tall would cost how much money?
But I was about 40, 45 euros.
And the one in the pot that this gentleman has got 3 years out of cost, also 45 euros.
Correct.
So it's pretty good value.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and the best thing about it is it's actually a specimen type of Christmas tree. Like, it'll actually, if you put it into the lawn, it makes an absolute fabulous specimen.
I'm thinking that people will want to keep these once they've got them in the house with the pot and not give them back for a tenner.
Oh, yeah, like, actually a good portion of people would actually keep them.
Wow. And you give them guidance on how to look after them and...
Yeah, like you could literally go down the road of bonsaiing this tree and keeping it, sustaining it at that height.
You've just touched on a word, Finbar, that some people, are in particular Brian, wouldn't be aware of. What is bonsai?
No, hang on a second. I'll just... Bonsaiing is you cut the roots in the underbelly of the planting box and it stunts the growth. It's a Japanese tradition.
You're agreeing with that one, Finbar?
He's not too far off it, Peter. He's not too far off it.
you got to bear in mind, Finbar, this is a gentleman who's never seen a live beetroot.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I won't knock him. I know his intentions are good.
Tell me some more then.
So literally, bonsaiing is literally in the dormant period, is actually taking the plant out of the pot, raking off the soil off the roots, pruning select, taking some of the select heavier root and repotting it back in again. So the tree will redevelop new roots and it will have new nutrition.
That's what I said.
No, you were saying literally take it off the bottom. But you have to
don't push it with him, Finbar. Finbar, can I ask you a question on another note? For those who bought their trees last year and were doing the bonsai, do you find that any of them or some of them were using the cuttings off the branches for making their own Christmas wreaths?
No, they wouldn't. There wouldn't be that much growth in the first year.
How long are you talking to be able to do that out of your home purchased Christmas tree?
Well, if you were to put it into the open, ground, you'd probably have foliage to cut within on the second year of planting.
Okay. Okay, so it'd be like 3 years, you'd still be able to fit this into your house, but if you planted it outside, you wouldn't want to be taking it back in?
No, once you put it into the soil, like you, it's not recommended to be digging it up, whereas you can keep it in the pot, you're okay.
Excellent, okay.
And even this year, like even proving that the ecosystem totally works, we actually had our first time ever, and people might be able to find it on some of the papers, we had a wasp hive, suspended from one of the branches of the tree, literally the size of a football.
You say wasp, W-A-S-P?
Yes, wasp nest.
That's a wasp.
Wasp.
Sorry, Finbar. Oh, the banter in our college days. Yes.
But no, we literally, we wasps down here and they actually burrow in the ground. For this year was the first year we've ever had wasps suspended off a tree in a nest, proper, a hive, like.
Just a question about the Christmas tree. Are you thinking of branching out?
Oh God! Sorry.
Other plants into offices where you know they can have them, and then when they don't need them, they can give you. You got a kind of a cashback system.
Yes. Well, we're actually using it. We're doing the same system on weddings for topiary, for rented plants for your wedding. Private people, if they want, let's say the lollipop bay laurels.
Oh, yes.
We rent them out for a wedding, for a day's rent. People in the locality want the plant. We can supply them with the plant and they bring them back on the same day.
Finbar, just on the back to the Christmas tree subject, my apologies, but on the Christmas trees, what varieties of Christmas trees can one buy in the pot? What is for sale?
We've only Abies coriana.
They're the only ones you do. Are you doing the cut version as well?
We will have the cut version as well in stock, yeah.
And what types will you have in that?
It'll be a noble fir.
Noble fir. What tree do you use in your own house, Finbar?
Oh, the Abies coriana.
That's the pot. And how tall are they available in size? Curiosity.
They're, I suppose, it's 6-7 foot high.
So it's a pretty big tree.
Yeah.
Finbar, if people want to find out more and how to get to the West Cork Secret Garden Centre in Kilbritton and County Cork, how do they find out about you?
They'll find us on the Facebook page West Cork Secret or the website westcorksecret.ie.
Sorry, if people want to find out more about buying live Christmas trees from West Cork Secret Garden Centre in Kilbritton, Finbar, where do they go? How do they find out more about you?
They'll find us on Facebook, or they'll find us on our website, westcorksecret.ie, and we'll have trees from the start of the 6th of December.
Excellent stuff. A mild side note, Finbar, for those who are into fake plastic trees, I'm reminded of the Radiohead song here, which would have been out around the time, funnily enough, that we were in college together. But for those who are into the fake plastic trees, can I ask your thoughts on that?
I don't have any thoughts.
A man after my own heart. A man after my own heart. Finbar O'Mahony from West Cork Secret Garden Centre, thank you so much for your time. Happy Christmas to you, sir.
Happy Christmas to you too.
Take care. Bye for now.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. She bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of herself. Who wears her out? Who wears her out?
Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead, and that comes from an album called The Bends, released in 1995. Funnily enough, myself and Finbar O'Mahony from West Cork Secret Garden Centre, or now of West Cork Secret Garden Centre, would have been in college together when that first came out.
16 years ago.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeed. And Finbar, if you're listening, I am still more intelligent than you, my friend. That has nothing got to do with you being from Cork. On the note of Christmas trees, I did ask quite recently on Facebook, and Twitter, funnily enough, did anybody have any notings of best prices for Christmas trees? I did have a note back in from Dermot Kehoe, or is that Kehoe? Supply and DIY in New Ross. And they're selling a 6 to 8 foot Christmas tree. It's €39. It's a Nordman fir. It's non-shed. And that comes from @Suz, S-U-Z in Ireland on Twitter. Sorry, the name of their place is the Blooming Brilliant Garden Centre at Kehoe's DIY. I love that name. I also have a report and a note in saying, and this comes from the Twitter account of Fingal County Council, letting me know that Super Quinn in the Pavilions in Swords are doing a real Christmas tree in pots. Of size, I'm not too sure, and of origin, I'm not too sure, but I'm told it's approximately €20, and I do not have that officially confirmed by Super Quinn.
When they say, and obviously you haven't this officially confirmed and you haven't seen them yourself, but would they be similar to Finbar's trees that, you know, you bring it into the house and then after Christmas you actually just take it out the back garden and plant it?
Yeah, well, you see, on a serious note, and I was brewing about this one, and I was saying to myself, you know, anybody who's ever seen a Christmas tree at full height, they are quite big babies. So unless you have a kind of an acre-sized garden, I would be hesitant to plant any Christmas tree in my back garden. The question is do we have a puppy is not for life, you know, or a puppy is not just for Christmas, it's for life kind of a scenario happening with all these live Christmas trees that are now on sale? And that is partly the reason why we brought Finbar on and asked him and interviewed him about it, because it's that whole thing of I'm able to give it back and it's able to have like almost a home until next December, and that resonates with me. I like that story.
Dissecting that, are you saying people aren't responsible enough to keep it themselves?
Oh, Brian. Oh, God.
No, but
yeah, I know, I hear what you're saying. The problem is afterwards, do you take, if it's a felled Christmas tree, you can send it to, and again, Fingal County Council, got to give them credit where it's due. They sent me a lovely note this evening letting me know of all of their recycling point depots for all of the Christmas trees. That said, what happens with the live ones? Do we have a big park in the sky where all of the trees can go? This is the question. Where can they all go, all of the live ones that are now being sold?
I'm going to pursue this till the end because I'm just confused. Is it that it takes root and then you're kind of stuck with the thing? Is that
well,
it?
Well, you're sold a live tree in a pot.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do? Put it out the back garden until the following season? No, because it'll need to be repotted.
Or put in the ground, no?
Or put in the ground. The question is, if you put it in your ground, in the ground, in your back garden, it will root.
And then what, it's stuck, you're kind of leave it there?
You will not be lifting that out of the ground the following year. You will most likely be taking a chainsaw to it.
Okay.
That is the question. Of note, I do have to say, and it's something that we're going to look at next week, hopefully, it is 10 gifts for the gardener or for the garden enthusiast. I did do 10 books this week just to get the ball rolling, and in no particular order, they are as follows. Irish Houses and Gardens by Sean O'Reilly, A Kid's First Gardening Book by Jenny Hendy, John Seymour, The Complete Guide to Self-Sufficiency, Landscape Design in the 18th Century by Finola O'Kane, Irish Gardens by Olla Fitzgerald, The Living Garden by our very own Jane Powers, Food for Free by Richard Mabey, 1001 Gardens You Must See, unfortunately that's also titled 1001 Gardens You Must See Before You Die by Ray Spencer Jones, and the RHS Encyclopedia of Garden Plants A to Z and the RHS Encyclopedia of Gardening. They are all noted on blog.donegalandscaping.com.
In fairness to the Before You Die, it's kind of a series of things like 1,000 films you must see before you die.
Yeah, well, the 1001 Gardens You Must See Before You Die, in fairness, it's more like a travel guide for gardeners, really. That's what it is.
Well, Peter, don't die on us this week because we need you next Friday, okay?
We're age 41 next week. Hey, a huge thanks to our guest this week, Finbar O'Mahony from westcorksecret.ie. Whatever you do, folks, in the great outdoors, do let us know. Do enjoy. You'll find all this and more on iTunes and on the blog, #SodShow.
Take care. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.